So we're holding over here by Siv Dalet. Choyim Shivas Yimei Sfiras. Tzvichali is by Dekas Lechatchila Pa'amayim B'choyim. She should check twice a day. Acha Shachas V'acha Samach Ben Shmashais. The twice a day should be one in the morning. Now, in the morning means doesn't have to be as soon as she wakes up. But a suggestion should be somewhere close to then. Let's call it within an hour from when she wakes up, so she doesn't forget. She wakes up if the chatzos, then she missed the shachris. Ba'achas samach lebenishmashis, and the second one should be samach lebenishmashis, which means around shkia time. V'imloy batgim b'chol ha'shiva. If she not check throughout all 7 days. Ela pam achas, mean besides the hefsek taira, she only did one bedika. Lo shna batka b'yam rishon shel shiva, oy b'yam shvi'i, oy be'echa me'am tzayim, or one of the middle ones. Me'achar shebatka b'yam shel koyim shiva, once she was already bedik on the day before the shiva, matza taira, alula, it's fine. Avleim loy batka b'chol shiva. And ubi yom hashmini batka, but then she decided to check on the 8th day. Matzatayra ein lo yom shmini, ein lo elo yom shmini bavat. Mashlam is love, and she continues from there. V'yeish ayim shetzor shetivdek v'yem rishin me'ashiv v'yem hashvi v'ein lo hok. So Pashas Mechav is passing chatchili, you need to do twice a day. However, the minimum is one on day 1 and one on day 7. Now like this. We mentioned the Prideya. The Prideya that the idea of the we have to bring So we mentioned the Prideya. They're explaining why does she wear Bidei Liban, which was the Mahalach, the second Mahalach that we went with, which was not because we're looking for Dam, that we're choshed the Shemesh is seeing Dam. What?
Prideya, Paris
Men Paris Rumanim. You're right. 100%. Paris Rumanim. We mentioned the Paris Rumanim, that the reason for the Bidei Liban is not because we're necessarily looking as a chash that Shema she's seeing ksamim or she's looking for a small amount of dam, but in case she'll have hargasha, then we'll want to see what came with the hargasha. I think we take this a step further. In Sif Yud, the Mechaber says as follows: in Sif Yud, Hashiv nekim tzach shiur ritzufim shleitira dam behem. Has to be 7 straight days, consecutively days, straight one after another, without seeing any dam on them. Shimra said dam afil b'sefim shvi. She sees dam any time during the 7, even if it's the end of the 7th day. Sasra kol hayam, she loses all the days. V'tzricha livsig b'tayr v'lachz of alimnes shiva nikin. She needs to now what? She needs to recount, start over the Hefsek Taira and recount. Now the Chavos Das in Ois Gimel, Chavos Das does address the question, what are we talking about over here? Tumet, she's seeing down with Hargasha or without Hargasha? What are we referring to over here? The Chavos Das says, ביום השמיני, היינו ביום השמיני אך הפסיק תאירו, דחים שייך די אלו הזנקים, בינם שיהיה בהם בדיק על כל פעם יום איך המיועס מיום. פיין. ממש מדברי השעס, says, ממש מדברי השעס, נדעו סמך תאס, תחול שלי בודקה עצמה אף שלי הרגישה, תמיה מדרעיסה. From the fact that we need to do בדיקס, if she was not בדיק herself at all, even though she went through the 7 days without any hargasha, she's tamei midaraisa. Dimei nikirim sfurim ubedukin beinon. We need sfurim ubedukin, bedikin. mid the Michael Hashas the Brisa, so the Gemara of the Saftas and Bays knows the Brisa, Yemecha Tommy Risi, Davki Shemer Safarti, any day come Safarti, fine. Brings Rashi, Mashma, Ha Koshle Botka Atzma, and Tzricha Tzvila Filamanam Tzvizman Mitzvah, and it goes up. So Akuparim, what he says over here is that even though she had no argosha, but whatchamacallit? Even though she had no argosha, but she needs sfurin ubedukin. It has to be with a bedika. Then he goes on. He says, "Ufize nirabim kol shekain din bebira rasa dam b'lehargosha b'zaynikim." Let's say she knows that she saw dam, and this dam that she saw was without a hargosha during the zaynikim. Disayseres, it will be saiser. Tare einam bedukin. The rasa dam has to be sfurin bedukin, meaning that it's baduk from dam. Hare, you saw a dam. The Ras Adam, the Iker Bedikish Hitzrich Chmana, him shum dam shaloi baragasha. Says the Chavis Das, the Iker Dim Bedik over here is the Torah is Matzuch the Bedika because of dam shaloi baragasha. The dam shabo baragasha ain't Trich a Bedika. For dam that's come with Agasha, you don't need a Bedika. She's Margish. Boy, the dam shaloi baragasha, Tommy the Tyrus, Mishun the Karma Kami Tommy. Every tumah mafsek is my name, but the Korean boba achar titar. You don't have achar titar. Galev nikim, bdukim fine. So our kapanim is being mechich from over here that when we say that during the zaynikim, if she sees dam, that dam is soiser, it's referring to dam without a hargasha. It's referring to a dam without a hargasha. Even though she saw a dam without a hargasha, it's felt, it's missing, and it's spurin ubedukim. It's missing in the Sfurim Bedukim.
This is even though she did other Bedikas during the Zayin?
Yeah, but she sees now Dam.
I mean the Bedikas to check down if the Bedik is Hargosha came?
What?
What does that mean? I thought, you know, the Bedika is to check if Dam came without Hargosha?
The Bedika is, yeah, we're trying to find Dam without Hargosha, because if she's Dam is coming without Hargosha, you don't need the Bedika. She knows she's Magish Dam coming, right?
Let's not get involved in that question, let's say she does a bedika which is not further enough in to do it.
However she's doing the bedika, but let's not come on to that. It's Amar B'Hargosha N'Hargosha. Tell me over here what she says. I know B'Vadei Hano Hargosha, right? That's what he's talking about. Afa Pikein, it's felt in the Sfurin Ubedukin.
Because it's Matama, something else. He's saying it's considered a
what?
Because it's Makor with Matama, therefore we quoted that, I think.
Yeah, he quotes that, but his point, before he gets to that point, his point is the Ra Saddam, the Ike Bedika Shetzuch Rachmana, Shum Dam Shalai Baragasha. Because Dam with Hargasha, I don't need Bedika. Void also Dam Shalai Baragasha. Has some. But Makar Makami Tame. What?
The
Hezmer
that would be
Makar Makami. Yeah, because it could be Matame, because Makar Makami Tame. Right.
Where did you spread
it down with
Kesavim?
Right?
No, it
would
be
Dika. Anyway, wherever she finds it, what do you mean?
Even a Kesavim be the right, so it's Vadim would be safe to her.
Whatever a kesen that's tar, she's tar. I'm talking about when she found it or whether she
found it. Why? Vadim Gufa, it's safe
to her
anyway.
It would be Tame, right? Right. Okay. So that's what the Chavis Das says. That's what the Chavis Das learns. However, the Siddur Taira. Siddur Taira and Simin Kuf Tzadi Dalid. The Siddur Taira and Simin Kuf Tzadi Dalid over here. So he starts over here in what's an L symbol, but it's a dollar.
He
It's also it's in both in Elson and also over here. I have about my paragraph start with Nachsal or Shainos.
Yeah, Nachsal or Shainos.
Right. That paragraph going into Vayinirali Rayalazu, Los Lazanakim. It's
by us, it's in Ois, I think.
Dalid, you're right.
By us, it's in Ois Lamed Dalid. That's what I see.
Lamed Dalet?
That's where one place talks about.
We mean Lamed Dalet. It's Ois Dalet.
No,
I'm fine. Right, so over here, right, that's true. It's over there with Lamed Dalet, right? So over here he says, he says, Zulfize, Isak Daitach Dem Rasab Le Hagasha, the oilest of Sphere Zainakim. He's asking the question that was bothering the Chavis Das. If we're going to say that if she sees Damar Ar HaGosha, so then she can still continue counting as Zainakim, so then what does she have to do B'dika for? The Hale HaGosha. V'imken, Afim Timsa Damar Ar HaGosha, he, V'tayr Min HaTayr, Amay Nafkamir, B'dika Zusha, Tshikh HaTayr Livdek. Why is the Torah being matzo in the world of the Torah? Dam le'argasha is nothing. So what's the Torah being matzuch b'dika? If this dam, which is considered dam in the Torah's world, you would have argasha for. So what the argasha the kuliyam tzrich b'dika? But like on the pallet, the tzarch krol ha'chi. That's the trum sedesh. I feel b'dika le'mahani. Right, going through sedesh like da'ilam is ma'ira. Given a elevade the zeb ma'iri a feel b'le'argasha. It's tzrich a Torah sfurim b'dukim. At least that day is not going to be oila. Even though ba'alma lechashin lachi, he goes on. So the tire by us is in ice. What did you say, Lamed Dalet?
Yeah.
It's Lamed Dalet. I think you're right. I remember it's Lamed something. Maybe that's over there in Tzai Dalet. And now us.
Hetar Kusha.
Right. It says nearly the Shvila Lani Paisin Menadin La Haylan Litlos the Kesim Techshiv and the Kim Bishum Davim Shum Nafili Chazib La Agasha Saisul Yaimak. So why should we do Taliyas? Chumash Sabti Lalsim Kof Tzadi Dalet that we just quoted by Richas. El de Talinu B'matzi Kim Dehi B'cheskes V'sula Kesdam V'kach B'ina Chatzok Alim Tadik V'apaskash Shashyam V'lavach Le Taliyas. V'ay nirli D'sri Lohu La'ari Paisin Tachim E'spiras Yesh La'achim Afilu Paskah B'tayra T'chazim E'spiras Say that even though you're Paskah B'tayra still you need a B'dik every day L'chatchila. If they at least do these bedikas, time would be in a sfurim lefnei, sfurim vadoi in etzla. Leman is sfurim muchzakim. Okay, minadin. We shouldn't even be toila kesem. Is asking. Teichem is sfira. Okay, nishla right. Akach leitalin lo kesem. Tchilas riyasi des lecheskes taira. He says here, once it stopped ready for 3 days and she was bodka atzma, she found herself to be tar, and we have him what to be tar, so no one will be tar, even though the pasik dam kosh lesh yom lehini bedika. Then he says, "Miu kozev b'ksam avol b'roya mamish, avol b'sheish le'makah b'chalal gov shemitziyadam In the Siddur Torah, it's mashma that the Chavos Das is a mashmoyus that Pshat is that the Sfur Medukin is that we're talking looking for the dam of Shlei Bar Gosha. The Siddur Torah is a mashmoyus that it's also din in the Sfurin, but we view it like a continuation of the Riyah that came before. It's a continuation of the Riyah that came before. So we have reasoning to assume not. But the down we see is the continuation of the Riyah before, and the Hascholas Riyah was with our Gosha. That's all it has to be. The Hascholas Riyah has to be with our Gosha.
Wait, and that is, he holds that she's a Cheskas.
That's the regular machlokes. Grandma held after the Tzitaira, Shach after 3 days, Bach after 7 days. It's all din and zayin akim. Ches Tzitaira you established with the Tzitaira. Now I have a din zayin akim, which is Sfurim Bedukin. So now I need Sfurim Bedukin to show that to be baduk that attack at stop.
What was the chazaka I had earlier?
Maybe, so maybe that's why the halacha is in Sefiyot. You gotta do a new Hafsi Tara. Right?
Yeah, it's funny that.
It says, shows you a tumah of sekas veneim. So if she's not tummy, according to Chavos Das, why is it gonna be mass? Why is it gonna ruin her all the days? Like, she'll just be seizer zyom, like we see by.
The Siddur Torah that maybe it's only for that day.
Right. So we have a drasha that says you need a tumah, but only the tumah of sex name will be seisur all the days.
Right.
So you need her to be tummy.
Right. So we're going to say this since that's for a bedukin, you have to do over the zayin and king.
I was asking, there's two things: for a bedukin, and then there's achar echad kulam.
Right.
Two different drashas.
Right.
For a bedukin. Why is it going to say so all the days? The only thing we see is say so all the days is after.
Because we had Tumah Mafsek has been in.
But then, even though I was not saying she's not Tame, because before
was
Tame?
Yeah. No, he's saying that this Dam, no, and therefore Machshav the Dam is something. He said, Va'oid, it's not just Stam Dam, because Dam, it has Tumah in the Dam. So it's not like I'm Stam saying Stam Dam Le Argosho is nothing, and therefore it doesn't make sense that this should be Mafsek her days of Zayin Nikin, because there is something to the Dam. But not that that's what's being mafsik the days, the Tumah of Makar Makar Mitame. That was a V'ayit. Also I see that this is some kind of Dam. Okay, so Rav Moshe over here in Yerdei Chedek Gimel Siman Nun Hei, he's discussing a case where Isha found Dam on a Bedika. She did not find dam. She did not see a re'iyah of dam. She found dam on a bedika. And the shiloh over there was: does she have to do a new hefsek tyra or not? That was the shiloh over here. Isha shevseka b'tyra v'gam b'machdoch kol ben hashmashos v'schilo lispa zayin anikim. She started to count her zayin anikim. She found a spot of dam on the bedika, which the halacha is shesoyse v'tzricha lahaschil limnes mitchila. Should start over again. The question was, does she need to do a hefsek tyra or not? What's the stodim to the shayla? Says Rav Moshe, im yesh lahatzrich gam hefsek tyra av b'diyevek may brasa dam mamish. Sifyud is talking about. She saw dam mamish. Not that she found a small spot of dam. She saw dam mamish. So one could say, right? Im yesh la'atzich gam hefzik tayra av b'diyevet k'moy b'ras dam mamish v'echim enikim oy she'im tzorech hefzik tayra v'tam ha'safik im nevat lo b'zeh she'nim samaris dam al b'dika. Are we going to say that by this that she found a mar of dam on the bedika, she's been mavatal hachazaka de nista ma'ina. Rav Moshe will get to it later on in Anav Vav. He's going to explain the Ramah. He's going to learn the Ramah the way we learned the Ramah also. That according to the Ramah, with the Hefzik Taira, she's becheskes minus Satuma. She's becheskes mayim sasun. And now the question he has here is, when she finds this Maris Dam on the Bedika, is that being Saiser? Is she being Mevatel? Im Nevatlo Bezeh? Is she being Mevatel with this, the Chazaka, the Nistamayna? And now she has to do a whole new Hefzik Taira. Or since she didn't see a re'i of dam, all she did was she found on it some dam by going in. Without that, she wouldn't have found dam. It was not kederach re'i's dam. That kederach re'i is that yitzad dam lechutz ma'atzmai. Derech Re'iyo is when there's a flow of dam, comes by itself. Gam stam dashim b'frat isha zu, where she's holding, Derech Re'iyo for this isha is to have a flow. Dam should come out by itself, not that you have to go in and search for it. V'gam b'shefa, it should come out b'shefa. So, let us say, loy nevat lebezeh chazok, edo yisab evzikataira, shenistam aina. If what we're looking for over here is to be mevatel the cheskes nista ma'ina, I don't have any raya that the ma'ina is no longer sasa. Al she'iru la'ata is a shinoi. She'en lachish b'shvil zesh l'shem yer oid pam. The chivin shalei nevatel b'zeh chazok at the paske kvad d'meha, hare ulai ain tzorech lefzik tayr. So Rav Moshe is learning, he's learning up, that avada with the Hefzik Taira, she was machzik herself ma'ane sasim. Now the shayla is, and now when she's rasa dam during the zayin nikiyim, when she gets a re'ir during the zayin nikiyim, she's being mevatel that cheskes taira. She's being mevatel that cheskes taira by having a rasa dam. What's the din when she just found dam on eid bedika? Is that also enough to be mevatel the cheskes? Minus sasim, then now she has to do a new hefsik taira, or no, she just has to start over her zayin akim. She does not have to do a new hefsik taira. So Rav Moshe goes on further. He says v'ihine matzina v'hadam rabbi. He says, now you're going to ask me, where do we find this musig that like here I'm creating this new musig that the Hefzik Taira is independent of the Zayin Nikiyim, and there should be an idea of Zayin Nikiyim without the Hefzik Taira. Says it's not my invention. The Gemara on the Gemara over there, Daf Yudbeis, Daf Hey, what Daf was it? Tavuli Nasim Nespaisa Tzvi Chalashim Zayin Nikiyim by the Daf Samach Vav, right? Like we quoted when we started the Sugya. The Gemara by Tavuli Nasim over there. Says the Rosh, you do not need to do Hefzik Taira mitam shari zulei rasa klum el chashash riyab alma. V'lehuvzik ha'mayna pesuach. We were never chosh that her mayna was pesuach. What were we chosh? That maybe those episodes are sedam. And that's where we paskin in Shulchan Aruch. That she does not have to do Hefzik Taira. So it's not so schwer to say that she'll only have to do Zayin Nikiyim without Hefzik Taira. Aye, but you'll tell me the Shach of the B'shem the Marshal does not paskin like the Shulchan Aruch. Says, and that which the Shach brings B'shem the Marshal, the Idna Nogin Lahafzik B'Taira, Ubayt can call Zayin Nikiyim. Right? That's what our Kalas do. I mean, our Basulis do. Says, Shapik Kasbutayas Ashlam, Sifkat and Gimel. That do me tamshim is man is a leket tyrus. Vein holchas elu shekvar ro adam li tar b'mikva. Shemkein al tzvichas efsi tyra b'dik l'chozayin yom mitina. L'chein lo chilko. Therefore they were not mechalik. And like the Torah Shlom says be'etzim, everyone agrees that Zayin Kiyim should be enough alone. But ha'ina, we're naik to also do efsi tyra. And that's what he goes on to explain. And therefore he has this question, what would be the din by a chazina, like he says, chazina de ifsik ledina, the ma'achad ein lechashivas mayin pesuach, after tzrichu zayin ikim lehitzrichu hafzik taira, even bezman hazeh, according to the shach b'shem mishal, who mitam achad, that we make a du'e hafzik taira. So that's his question. Then he goes on, he says, Vim kein, yesh lechay raya mizeh le'ubdazu, le'motza be'ezeh b'dika maradam b'shivas hanikim, Shikva hufsig ma'ayna ayda hefsig ta'atayra. Shasik de laschel misma zayn yom shetmei acha shikva hi nikiyo. Here he is now. He says, L'chayra, we have a raya to this din from someone who found dam on one of the bedikas during zaynikim. If there was some study, he says that the reason is lo mitzad ezach shasha shematira oy. It's not because we're worried that maybe she's in Seymour. So he's bothered over here. So if you're going to tell me that the reason why, I'm sorry, if you can tell me that once she did the Hefzik Taira, she's Becheskes Taira, and we're not worried that she's going to see, that's not what we're searching for, we're not looking for Cheshin Shematira. So then why is she doing the Bedikas? So on that he says the few lines that we read last time. But Bedikas should strike up a Zayin Yemei Anikim B'isha Haru'uya Lira'iz Dam Eina Mitzad Cheshash V'yaz Dam Elu Gzeres HaKosef The Tzorech Sheyu Yiduim B'vaday Sheyomim Tahirim Mitzad Atzman. I need to know Yiduim Mitzad Atzman Mitzad the Bedikas Lai Mitzad Chazaka D'yom HaKoidmim After Kuliyam, and everyone agrees to this. So therefore he's saying that the Din Bedikas of the Zaynikim is not a raya that we're still not convinced that she's Ma'ina Sosim, and that's why I need to do Zaynikim, and therefore this lady would have to do a new Bedika when she finds Dam on the Mara. Because that's not the reason. The Bedik is not because there's any chash tira. Bedik is a separate din. It's a din gzeres hakasev in the din sfurin or bedukin. To count through the bedika to know that these days are days of nikiyim, not just to rely on the chazaka, the assumption that she's nikiyim. Now, before I continue. The maskani didn't come out that you need to have sik taira. First of all, because lo mitzinu in the paiskim that you don't need, and it gives other reasons why she should do a sik taira. But what remains over here is this idea does stay true throughout the tshuva, that the idea that he's establishing over here is the sod is that the vidikas of the zaynikim is gzeres hakasov. Mishum, like he says, there should be yidum. It's an atzman that she's bedukin. Now he goes on over here, being mazbir the machlekes in the Gemara based on this yisoid. Using this yisoid, he goes on to be mazbir machlekes. He says that in Anif Beis, that was Anif Aleph. In Anif Beis, says v'yesh the farsh pizeh. This is Yerdei Chele Gimel Simen Nun Hei. So in Anav Beis he goes on to explain the Machlech. He says, V'yish Tavar Shtvizeh Tam B'Machlech Kusam Sher B'loz Esoiva D'chol Zayna Yomim Din Echel Lehem Le'inyin Shenech L'kumi Yom HaKoyim. So we have the earlier days and then we have these 7 days. These 7 days is one block. That's Sher B'loz Esoiva. Therefore, the L'chein Eina Me'ila Chazok De Nas Vev Sitaira the Paske Dama Av Chazok De Nas Mibdikas Yom Elu Meilu Shalachin Sagi Bedika Achas the Yom Rishon Megam Sagi Bedika Achas Yom Zayin LeRav. He goes on to explain that the svaras of how many bedikas you need, one in the beginning, one at the end, one beginning and the end, or one in the middle, goes through it based on this, just trying to explain to us how this establishes that these 7 days. Which is a counting by itself. It's Yimei Sfira. It's a Dim Yucha B'fnei Atzmei. The Torah was Matzuch Zayin Yom Yuchadim Lispa after the Yimei Tumah. they want the 7 days, and only then you become tahar. So how do I establish that these are the 7 days of my sphira, which is going to be the step for me to be able to go to the mikvah and become tahar? That's what they're being chalik in with the bedikas. That's what he goes through in Anaf Beis. Then when in Anaf Gimel, he quotes the Shlah. Right, we had Tosfos. Tosfos says that Tosfos is the Zaloshin. Tosfos says that since I don't know if she's going to make it through the Zayin Nikiyim, because Shem Tirvatista, therefore she should not count. That's the Loshin Lispa. Tosfos over there, not to count. Not to count. Says the Shlah, it makes no sense. Why shouldn't she count? Because you don't know if you can make it through the Zayin Yom, you shouldn't count. Says the Shlah must be a sefer in the Tosfos, and what he means is lo levarich, don't make the bracha, right? That's what he says. The tzarich ligro is ain lo levarich. The kavanasim shum the tamze shekasvu. So now he's gonna run into an issue over here. If she already established her cheskis taira, so what are you masupik about? What are we masupik about? The Shlah is telling us she shouldn't make a bracha, right? Forget the gear, so lispa. Let's go with Lola Varech. Why am I not making the bracha on the sphere of Zainakim? Geshem Tir Vatista. What type of chashash that? We have no chashash. He's already Muchzik minus Asim. Right? So he gets very lumdish about it. He says, you can count. Ubishlem la Rambam Shasaiva the Sfeika Avda Raisa Hulakula. Bishlem coin to the Rambam the holds the Safi the Raisa the Safi the Raisa mid the Raisa the Kula. Shaykh Laiva Misad Svarzu that she's putter Gamim Haisim Mitzvah Vimelech Laim Shainzu Mitzvah. You can even go as far as saying, coin to the Rambam, that's a Safi if she has a mitzvah, is a suffix if she's putter or not, because maybe there's no mitzvah over here, because maybe she's not going to be able to count. So the rest of the chumrim in the Torah, like Echuzer, maybe she's not a loyma, she mitzvah. And even according to Rambam, it says, Ulay mechimen shefsika b'tayr v'yesh lechazaka shepaska demea shaykh lechayva. What would be the svar to say that she should not be chayv in the sfira or the bracha? Even according to the Rambam, the whole Safi Derais Lakula, but over here, since she was a Psika Betaira, Vyesh the Chazak is a Paska Demea, so of course it's Shaykh the Mukhaifer. Va'avshim is Zesh, it's Shaykh Bedika, aye, but from the fact she needs a Bedika, seems that we will Chaysh Shematira, Shimkain is a Bechashiv a Safi, Habechichu, Mitzad Gzeis Kasuki, the Kasafti, it's not true. The Bedikas is not because we're Mesopic and we're worried that maybe she'll see. It's before the Xeris Kaz that we mentioned. It says, Ach Efshadol Rambam, She Mesopic, I said, Ptura, I said, Kestira, and the Chaiva, Limnais, Avlatais, and Yishayach, goes back and forth. Al Kaponim, he says, Vade, call a Paiskim, Hachokam Aze, all the Paiskim argue on this, Tarilois, Skira, Klaal, Zeh, Sheish, Inim, Besfira, that you don't have to count the Bepeh. Lachar Mefurish came to Ramban Bepirish Chumash. He goes to Ramban in Chumash. He goes to Ramban in Chedushim. That's what he goes through over here in Anav Gimel, discussing this. And he ends off Al Kapanim. Kivin Shlem Etzino B'Divrei Apaiskim Shazavi D'Tzrich and Azav Azav Lispa Mamish. Who Doichik Lomar? They have to count it. They have to count each day. B'Chei Nogin Kuli Alma After There Is a Koidmin. And I view the Rishai Mi Bresla, Obarish Av Bederish Lefneim Leinogu came to Peskechuba. There we saw Sukkot Sadi Vav Sukkot Nidal. That we're not like to count and all that. Okay, so that's where he gets into in Anav Gim. Anav Dalid, he goes on to be Mazbir, the Chazak of the Efsik Taira. He's going on to be Mazbir, the Chazak of the Efsik Taira, going back to the Sugya with the different Shittas. And then, going towards the end, in Anav Vav, he's discussing the Ramah in Sif Yud, the Ramah that we spoke about that says in the first 3 days of the Meisfira, we're going to be more machmir on the Tliyas. Frechter Maisha, what are you talking about? She's already muksik with the Hefzik Taira. She's becheskis baduk. Avahalai kasha klum. The vadi is lana chazak shenivsku demeha. Umitam ze eschil lispa zayin bedin vadi. A vadi, she has that chazaka that was nivsak demeha, and for that reason she starts to count as zayin bedin vadai. Ukshlei rasa, and as long as she doesn't see, avshlei batgal b'shvi, tahira l'rav, shirayva paisim sarbi karav, even if she waited until the seventh day to do the bedika vadi, she's mitar. After the Masha Yishayich Lizbah, the Dafkat Chilasin, Alfishin Seven, Seven Litzkazin, back and forth, and the other Shittas. Also, Avada that's Pshat says, so he goes on with that, and he explains the Ramah. That according to Rama, why we be more machmir on Tli is the first, once you did that Sakaria, but chesed minus asim, so it's like a regular kesem. Why should we not give the regular kulis? So he says Avada, the Rama is not a steer to the cheskes taira. But then in this species he goes back to say akopanim. Chazak Rishayin Dikai Dei Hefzitayr Hu Mukhrik Lefshar Is Sphir Zaynikim V'Sayim Chin Chazak Zulin Zeh, that if there's no Reis afterwards, we have no Chishash that maybe something went wrong with the Chazak that we had. If she will find them in the Zaynikim, then we have a Chishash that may... No, I'm sorry. That was in the Shach. But in the Ramah he says, Shurak Chumra Ba'alma, Abigim Roshanim, become Israel. Do it, it's all the Chumra, the whole, actually. So, Akapanim, I just want to read one more paragraph, then we'll take out what we want to take out. He says, Yovishze Shapi Yeshlemit Kid Chasafti, Sha'av Berasa Kesem Gadol, even she saw a very big Kesem. Vein b'mal litlois, and she doesn't have what to be toiling. Loi batla chazaka defsik taira shepaska demeha be'etzem. She was not mevato the cheskes taira that she created with her efsik taira. V'lei nase bitul chazaka shemikol mi'esfira. Ela kedechsavti betuv tam shemistaber shlein esbala chazaka av shesasul imanikim. Even though she was soiser imanikim. But she wasn't seiser her cheskes taira. Therefore, be'etim she should be able to just count over yemei sfira without a hefzik taira. The chazaka le'inin sheyoch lo limnes nekim lebatla. Alva al kaponim ein lahakol ma'isa. What?
This paragraph is not.
Yeah, 100%. It's going with Rama. Alva al kaponim ein lahakol ma'isa. Kishamaris dam hu me'mar hamaris on the machmir. He says, if there's a mara which normally we only ask if there is chumra, so then one could perhaps be mekol. Even then, he says maybe not to, but he says what? No. Then she doesn't have to do hefsik. That's all she found. Yeah, for the reasons he explains.
So,
but then what do you mean?
He's saying because he has the same disclaimer in the
regular,
but she didn't have his tar.
Just yeah, like, but he's it was mechayev to do have tar.
We said that.
So with more people on the mara.
I said that. When did I say that? No, what do you mean?
So that was the reason we
didn't. That's if the hefsik taira, but she's doing
her hefsik taira. She's already right now. She's becheskes man of pesuk.
Say, but whatever reason mechayev to do her hefsik taira, she's starting over with hefsik taira.
Right, but she's becheskes taira right now.
He's saying she should be. She should be. But let it seem to be paiskin that she does not do over Hefzik Taira. She has to do over with the dinim of Hefzik Taira.
I think so. The Mara is dumb. We won't give any clues to her on that. He's asking this a separate question.
Yeah, I'm saying I don't see why, yeah. Once we make her do a new Hefzik Taira, she does a complete Hefzik Taira. He says only if the Mara that she found was with Dan from the Maris that we're machmir on, so then those we can be mako that maybe she won't have to do a new Hefzik Taira.
Yeah. Thank you.
I understand what you're saying, but why?
We can at least take a cool out because we're being machmir under the tara. But
again,
we know she has a cheskes tara still. So if you see a color which you wouldn't let go,
okay, you need bring me. You need bring me a card to that. He doesn't say. No, I didn't see it once in the social. I went through about three times. I didn't see him once say that.
And she's cheskes tara.
Yeah, but he never said once that we're gonna be mekel on that hefsek tara. At the end, he says you need to do hefsek tara. Kamavur b'shulchan aruch. What does that mean? We didn't say that you do hefsek tara, but with kulas in it. He didn't say that. He's saying we do hefsek tara. You're right. Even though there should be the ches tara should be remaining and does remain, for whatever reason we make her do hefsek tara, but it's hefsek tara. It's dinim.
But it's dinim are only a technicality.
I don't know. Maybe right. Look, I didn't see it inside. I need such a thing to be seen inside. For me, you have bigger places. Okay. So the yisod we're taking out of this whole thing is a continuation of what we saw in the Paz Reminder. In the Paz Reminder. That and all those Achrayim that we saw last week, most of the Achrayim and all the Rishayim probably, except for maybe the Rosh, that the Hefsek Taira is step number one. The Zayin Nikiyim is a din that the Torah was mitzvah, a mitzvah of Zayin Nikiyim, counting seven Nikiyim, which is to go through the Zayin Nikiyim, doing the tafkid of the bedikas is to be mevaritas b'yediyah that these are days that are clean from dam, whether it's with hargasha, without hargasha, is to be mevaritas that there was no dam over here. Do we have a chashash that there should be dam? No, not because we have a chashash for the dam, but the Torah exerts a custom to do bedikas. How many bedikas do I need to do? That's the machlekes between the Tanayim and Amarayim. How many bedikas do I need to do to Mimkayim? This mitzvah of making this block on the calendar of these 7 days. Do I need to do a one and a seven? Do I need to do a one or seven? Or do I need to do one in middle? Or do I need to do every day? Or do I need to do every day twice a day? But that's all working on just creating this block of the 7 days of Sfurin of Adukin. Now when we come to ours, we look at the sugi over there that we've seen on some chesam beis. So there we had the Mishnah of Hazava Hazava Shabbat Ku Atzman. That was the Makartan the Medika. The Beis Yosef and Sif Hay brings down the Negev the Machlekes of Rav and Rav Chanina. He used the Lashon of Safik Karis. From that, Rav Kiva Eger and Shuvas Mesamach, the Remas of Al, was Mechiach that the Din Medika over here is a Daraisa Din Medika. And it seems to be first like that in Rashi Samach Tesson Beis and Mask of Sifarti. And the Chavis Das that we saw before also in his Gimel seem to say there's Darais. Paris remind him in his Psicha, this goes back and forth on this. But these Acharim wanted to learn that the Din Medika is Darais. From the Beis Yosef is Mevor, that even our women, which are, we dan them like Suffolk Zivais, also would have a Din Darais. The Baal Ma'ar and Asagis is Mavur, that we only done them like a Safik Drabanan, which is the Sidri Tyre and Isid Ches, the Maschal Da, is Ma'iridis on the Beis Yosef. That the Maisa, the Baal Ma'ar, the Baal Ma'ar says we done them up like a Safik Drabanan. Now, but so whether it's the Reis or Drabanan, there are those that learn as the Reis. Now, many Rishonim are medaktik in the Lashon of the Mishnah. Shabbat ku atzman. Tosfos on Rav Zayin on Mebeis. The Maschar of Laza. The Rosh and Simin Hei. The Ramban and Halachis. Perek Beis. Halach Gimel. The Raj. But there's the Beis. The Maschar of Isha. Are all medaik that the Lashon Shabbat ku atzman is Bidi Evet. If she was only Bidik herself once, or she was only Bidik herself twice, then it's good. But lechatchila, even Rabbi Laza will hold that lechatchila should be biting herself every day of the Zayin Nikiyim. That's the lechatchila. The Baal Ma'ar and Asagas is based is chaylik on them. take a look at the Chachos Betzalel and the Sugi over there. We discussed this Nakudas Machlekes, but we have many, many Rishonim learning that the shiurim that are given in the Mishnah all b'di'efet. But the chatchila, everyone agrees you should be doing at least one bedika every day. Therefore, comes along the Torah, Kof Tzadivav Aizdalit, and he says, the chatchila, you should be biting yourself once each day. Brings down from the smack twice. The Beis Yosef and the Bach bring the Makar for the bedik is Tyrus, which is twice each day. The Bach gives reasoning for it. Take a look at the Bach. Rav Kiva Eger is chaylik on him. Rav Moshe in Chedek Alpsim Tzadidah that we saw last time, he gives a sort of a beer to why you would need two or one. Right? If you need two, it's because of Chashash Shamatira, as opposed to one is not because of Chashash Shamatira. But Akapanim, the din of the Zaynikiyim is the chatchila to be baidik each day at least once, and of course some shit is twice. The Chavzdas explains in Kufzadi Beis or is Beis explains why we're not matzuch ha-mechdochuk each day. Why we're not matzuch ha-mechdochuk each day. And he says here, Venira Tam the Khmer Bakalish Gishfer Zain came to be in Shatila Bakhoy and Bidika Pam Achas, Shum the Maina Psur Khashin Shem Ras of Lai Bidika Kol Shah, Akim and Shabatka Pam Achas Bayoim, Akmin and Shuv Kalayim Bekheska Shalai Ras. That's enough. That were one Bidika in the day, today is already a clean day. He says after he says Shemach the Bay Bidika Bakhobe and Shmash Bakhoyim. Tafil be emishon leitzurich ben shmash zayin tzurich erev tzitay rak b'machas b'choyim. Fine. Agabarim. That's the chavzdas over there. Now, in this din of this the chatchila dika din of doing a bedik each day. So the sidur tayra over here, you know, it's yeches divrasu al pizze ani sheistapek. He discusses whether it would be the raisa. Yerches, the same one. Pizeh. What is that? Yerches. And this is the chatchil digadin. Is it the raisa digadin? The make all by Mako, right? He's matzmiya, b'apiza ani tamal Rabbi Sena b'tshuvas achrenim shekalsu lahakol, but little is b'maka. Feel techshiv nikim, b'tayim feel b'loy nikim ligamri. For Omer azeh hagoyin acham tzvi b'tshuvas, shkavz dein lahakol kol b'mei libuna. Little is b'maka, kois shamru. But he's bringing out the point that there's a gam yesh lesape kivin shemavur b'chol apaisim del chatchila b'inam b'dika b'chol yoyim kidei shiu sfurim lefaneinu im zoom into raisi hi oloi v'ikashadim kem inole de b'dievet eini me'akev yeshem dum asi leil rab loza shum limor al zeh may rab loza had a certain limor that he learned at b'dievet al zeh lefize yeshlem kol roi lebilo b'chulam ashen kem b'akev. But he has come to answer up. He's learning so vite that the din of this, the chatchila dika din of a bedika each day, is could be even a deraisa dika din that we need hesber to how can we be makel in certain situations, and had Reb Lazer know to be mekel b'diavad. So you had to have some kind of limud, or maybe he had a kolaroy lebila dekedin to be mekel. He had to give a hezbet to that. So Gopanim, in the Mishnah, we have three shitas. We have the shita of Rabbi Kiva, that you need bedika each day, and as the Gemara and the Flamin and the Samach Tes says, Sfurin lefenenu, learns out from the pasuk of Isafra Allah. We have the shita of Yehuda, that the Taisa Rosh and Zainon Beis Mechiach, that he did not hold of Sfurin. It's a din drabbanon. That's with Maram. The Gra and his peers of Mishnah is of the learned. However, the Mishnah Chreina learned and no. He also didn't sfurin. Just not seiser. It's not going to be seiser if you didn't do it. It's just not oila. It's not seiser. The Sidri Tarim Kuf Tzadiv of Islam and Dalit. Chesem Sefer also. Of Moshe over here in this Chuba Chedigil. And he also dams this up. And they all learned, the Chesem Sefer of Moshe and the Tshuva Chedigim Muslimin and they read before, that Avada, Rabbi Yeshua, also holds you need Sfurin, and we're dining up what the din Sfurin is. According to Rabbi Laza, it's Kipshute that you don't need Sfurin lefaneinu, but that's where they're all learning in the din Sfurin. There's a din Sfurin. The Milt Stock and Tshuva Samach Gimel, he also brought that in the Pesach Tshuva is Gimel. He learns over the Avada, he wants to be a Chadash. The Avada, everyone holds that there's a din Sfurin lefaneinu, that you need to count the Zainikim. And Mikarech says, Mechadash, his Chiddush, that if she's Messiah Das and Mil the Zainikim, she loses that day, right? So the entire Yisrael Ches discusses it there. And Yontif, we mentioned last week, is Meir Chanin. But Al Kapanim, I didn't speak about it? I mentioned it. So, Akabanim, they're all dining up the din of Sfurim Bedukin. Therefore, I tend to believe that when the Mechaber says over here, B'chol Yoyim Yeshivas Yimei Sfira, Shechon Yis, B'idekes L'chatchila Pa'amayim B'chol Yoyim, Achas Shachas Achas Amal Men Shmashis, what he's saying is that Avada, everyone agrees that L'chatchila, this is the L'chatchila Dekadin, to do a bedika each day. And he's going a step further. He's saying, L'chatchila also, why not be Mekayim the Shita of twice a day? So we asked previously that according to Rav Moshe's Cheshbon, she come out of L'chatchila, she can't go swimming. She can't sit in her bath. And Harei Loi Metzinu, that's true. We don't tell the women, L'chatchila, don't go. We tell them to L'chatchila do two bedikas, but we don't tell them not to go sit in a bath or the Teretz is because in the Hilchas Bedikis, which is the key of the Sfurim of Bedukin, and that we're going to be Machmer. But not because we be'etzem have a chshash that maybe there is diamonds getting washed away. That's not where we're going with. We're going with the Chumrah of in the Hilchas Sfurim of Bedukin to do the Bedikis. And therefore the Mechaber says, however, B'dievet, one Bedik will be enough. And v'yeshayim, there's a shita that you need 1 and 7. Ve'en la'akol on that shita. Ve'en la'akol on that shita. Which we'll discuss more by Richas in the next chabura that we see in many achrayim, that ve'en la'akol doesn't mean that you're never permitted to be mekel less than 1 and 7. Because if so, then why is he b'chal bringing down the shita in the middle of one bedikah throughout the Zainikim? Elmai, it is reserved for specific situations. But ve'en lako means don't take it light, as we'll go through the Maram Kaimis on that. Now, I just want to end off with Rama. We'll come back to that point. Yeah. Yeah.
The way, unless we're going to explain it, we're also explaining the Smags, not like Ramesha. We said this, Ramesha, the Smag, which didn't actually chash down.
Right.
So we're saying just from all the
so it could be that's true also.
No, then
not because then not because be'etzem we have a chashash, but b'teira zaynikim we want to be chashash for all the shittas and the ilchas bedikis. So therefore, say the chatchila first. We want you to do at least one a day. Plus, there's also a sheet of smack. So why not chaper and the smack? But not because we're paskni like the smack with the svar of the smack. There's a svar to the smack also. Morning for to cover the night. To be mevartas, there is a type of bira, but it's not a big enough chashash that now we're going to be chayish that maybe when she's washing herself, she's washing away the dam, that we can extend it to other areas. There we can be machmi even for the shita that there is a svara of chashash of shematira, but not because we be etzim have the chashash shematira.
We're all saying the smag really didn't swarm
bedukin. Yeah, but it's a chashash shematira of the svara bedukin. I don't mind saying that. That was what I wanted to know what we said last week. I think that was a knesh that we hit it on. That even the smack, and I think this is true, which is, was chash this time around with Yoni, when we have a conversation at the beginning of the week, that even the smack who's saying the Bach, who's saying that Ramesha said that in their sheet, the reason why one is not enough, one a day is not enough, you need two a day, is because there's taka chash shamatira, but the sfurim bedukin dik chash, not a chash that's felt in the. In the Hefzik Taira, is the Chazal said, I'm not Chazal, Gzeir Sakasav, the Taira said, we want you to be Yiduim. So now either it could be Yiduim that there's no Adam here now because we have Anshul, or no, the Yiduim is pretend that there's a Chashash of Shematira and therefore do two B'dikas a day to make it Yidu to you that you're going through Zayin Yom and Nikim. Is that fine? Yeah, that's okay. Now, I just end off with Rama, and the Rama over here. The Rama says, "Vabedika tia laor hayoyim v'loy laor haned." The bedika should be laor hayoyim and not laor haned. So now, if we take a look in the Gemara Megillah, over here, the Gemara Megillah, the Chaf Amar Alf. So there's a Mishnah over there. The Mishnah is quoting the mitzvahs that are negeya biyoyim. So the mitzvahs over there is, it says the chen shemeres yoyim keneged yoyim leisitbal ad shetan etzachama. Shemeres yoyim keneged yoyim shenat toivol until neitzachama. Says the Gemara. The Gemara has a question over here. The Gemara says shita, it's pashit ma'ishlo shemeres yoyim keneged yoyim kol chayv etzvilas. Why is that indifferent? It's a sakhdat ramin to every career shayna, vechulu vechulei, till the end of the Gemara says, kamash malon, kivin the bay sphira, sphira be mamahi. Since it needs sphira, sphira is being mama. Sphira is being mama. What does that mean? What does it mean sphira? What does it mean sphira be mamahi? Rashi says, kamash malon, kivin the high echad, le echad, mishum sphirihi. Midugma sphere zayin, kol sphere the imamahi, the chsiva safra lo shivas yamim. So there's a Rashi in the sect of Pesachim that pay aleph amir aleph. The Rashi over there says sphere could be a night, could do sphere a night. Right, Taisvis over here in Megillah, mikan kasha, kan kasha lepirish Rashi. The Baruch of Rabbi Yisidam makes the ziyam kikulav is over shorazirira. So he quotes the Gemara over there with Rashi. That Rashi says over there that sphere could be a night. The Nitzah Shikol Yom Tov says it's a kasha Rashi. It's a kasha Rashi from this Gemara that's before over here. The sphere is dafka biyoyim, and therefore Tosfos, the Ritva, the Meiri, all a chodek on Rashi, and learn that sphere is dafka biyoyim. Rashi held sphere could be a laila. The Rishonim hold. Now, take a look at the Ramban in Teres Adam, where he's discussing Avelis over there. He has a malach to be masber Rashi and Pesachim. We're not going to go into that right now. But the point is that that many Rishonim, right, Rishonim hold, Sphere is Davka behind. But what is Sphere? So says the Rishonim of Masber, Sphere is Bedika. Bedika. So let's read the Mishnah now. Which is referring to the din sphere, which is bedika. When does she have to do her bedika? Neitzachama. Bidieved, the Mishnah says, kasha. So this happens. A lady gets up early in the morning. When Neitz is late, she has to leave, whatever it is, she wants to do her bedika. What's the earliest she could do her bedika? State the Mishnah. Neitzachama. If you're stuck, you can do it from Alas Hashacha. If you did it from Alas Hashacha, it's kosher. But Netzachah. And this is the way the Noid Biyudah and Simen Mem Hei, the Simla at the end of Eis Hei, and others learn Pshat in the Ramah. V'abdika tiyah l'or hayoy v'lo l'or hanem. Bedikah should be during the day and not at night. And it's a perfect flow. And that's what the whole halacha is talking about it. V'chol yom yishuv v'simei sfira tzricha l'tzricha liyoyz bedekas l'chatchila p'mayim v'chol yom v'chulei. On that the Rama says that this bedikah, v'ha bedikah that you're doing during the Zaynikim Sfira, right? During the Bedikas of Zaynikim, which is Sfira, should be during the day and not at night. And that's where these Acharim learn in the Rama.
And it's
ma'akev
otherwise. I'm saying,
it's funny.
It's
funny.
It's right.
What do you mean
ma'akev
otherwise?
I'm saying, we said the Masechta Shemim whether Sfira is at night and Bedikas at night also.
But, so we're not going with Rashi, and even Rashi does a hesbet to explain what he meant in Pesachim over there. Could be he's not even Michalik, but even with the assumption of the Rishonim, but we pass him like Tosfos, Ritva, and all the Rishonim that hold. What? The Evim Hanafil Arna. Okay. Right. Okay. So that's what seems to be talking about over here. Now, good point. What? The what? Tzarev Das Rashi. It's at Shani, the Tver Svi in Ois Mem, Sidrei Taira in Ois Tes, the Chem de Shleima, all explain the Ramah that he's not talking about the Maisa Bedika, the doing the Bedika, he's talking about checking the Bedika. Vaha Bedika means when you'll check the Bedika cloth, that should be by the Ar HaYoyim, not by the Ar HaNer.
What is Tver Svi?
Now, if that's Pshan Ramah, so then we need to refer back to Kof Peches, and when we learn Kof Peches, we will discuss this Ramah over there, what it means Ar Hayom and Ar Haneh, and what it means B'di Evid helps even the Ar Haneh. We'll discuss in Kof Peches. You have Ramesh Yardei Chelik Bey Simin Ayin Tes.
What is the whole thing?
The
specific part?
Let me see. It's a long way. Yeah. He says the Mashkasa Ramah Basim Kupta Ivam Sabay should be the evident bot because some of the Benishmasha is Sagi. He says that which the Ramon Kuf Tzadivav Sebeis says B'dievet, if you butka some of the Benish Moshes, he found that it's tar. It's enough. Apish le'ayamayich etzikol Benish Moshes. Hiksha love the Sidrei Taira. V'nisha v'tzachin gado v'chein hiksha agro. Fine. V'lchein apshle nevat l'shit Ramon Tzad Kushim kol mogu yisun edukid k'dasa ha'machaber. Says okay. Now he says like this: Uvidvar hazman lasi sebedikas b'chol yom shetzrichas lechatzchila. What is this man that she should do the bedika on all the days that shetzrichas lechatzchila? So he says, Hine, who samach le ben ashmashes, kedi isa, siv dalid. And it says, siv dalid. Vim kein, who koi de mashkia. Vechein obalash na smag, shu amatsuk pav, vecho yoy, upaskin and kibasei. We pass him like him. Vevi abes yosef, avakim and shurag dindel achatchila, lechein kishayot, kashala livda koi de mashkia, to Chalismat live the Gamma Benishmashes. Loichalu leben shmosh is a rishon till they got his chosugmar and shmosh shid rebenta. Obas van zevel but kashum and it's chalulik by say laila. The command the lesson. Aber tiem uteres gam loy bidik zu. But the ever allu loy gam bidik the rishon shvibo bad. He gam harbe sev daf the chatchila and chalulik el pamachas biyoyim ayim b'tor b'sus. So what he's saying over here is, he's quoting El Rama, and he's learning that l'chatchila the evening bedika. Remember that the isha was doing l'chatchila two bedikas a day, so she did one in the morning, right? Now she's doing a second one at night. When should she do the second one at night? Should be l'or hayoy, which means by before ben shmashes. If she did not do ben shmashes before Ben Shmashes, then she could do it during Ben Shmashes. If she still didn't do Ben Shmashes, she could do it until Tzitzit Chavim, which is the Gemara Ben Shmashes of the Shitz Rebbein Tam. Once that's my past, then don't bother doing it. And B'dev, you can be Semech on the one B'dika day, like many hold, even Chathchila, you only need one B'dika day, yeah. Yeah. I think so. What do you say? Look at this. So, what? The Masech to Pesach says Arla Vasa. Why say Arla Vasa?
Sagin Zer.
Is that what there is? Is that what? So there, so then you should say yoyim. The Gemara just clears if it's yoyim or lay, right?
Right.
But the Balmar, the Ramban, I think, I remember drawing, someone in the back there, Balmar Ramban says because the tefa is, and it's a true tefa, that the candle in the beginning of the night gives off a certain light that you don't have further. So it's a ar haneh. It's the beginning of the night. Anyways, okay, I don't know exactly. Look over there and see what he says. Anyway, so Akapanim, again, so basically, it's a good point. What's the Bidyevit of the Bidyevit Mahani Afila or Hanel? What's that referring to? And so I thought maybe Ramesh we could answer it. Maybe I'm pushing it. But those are the two Mahalchim here in the Rambam. Okay. Lamaisa Bez Shem, I would like to continue. I keep on thinking like we're going to get there. Get to the end already, but the Sifav is a pack Sif. Okay, we have to finish up Sif Dalet, just the Ein L'Hakol Chelek of it, and then go by it. Say, where's the item holding? Finished already. Sif? Yeah?
Yeah, okay.
Oh, so one thing, maybe I'll just the other one is some questions from Kuftali, we'll just mention one or two of them. There's all the questions.
Is it the beginning of the night?
It's talking about the second week of the day.
That's
how you're going to plan. Oh, yeah. It's either the Hamas or the Babar. Okay, Isha Usorb on a Begit Tzavua, a Kesem larger than a shekel. What's the din?
What was the
challenge? Isha sees on a beget tzavua a kesem larger than a shekel.
During
the
shekel. Anytime. But she wear your big, why is she wearing big beget tzavua than a shekel? She's what?
For outer dress.
What would you tell the lady?
Larger than a shekel?
Yeah.
Tell her.
Tell her. How big? That's a good question also. How big?
A larger shekel implied not she's not bleeding.
I didn't imply anything. She calls you up. She says,
okay.
She says, I found on my colored underwear a stain which is bigger than a kegris. And I know it's dumb. I see it's red. What?
So?
What do you say?
Well, larger than a
kegris? Yeah, larger than a shekel is very kegris. What's it? 10 agrot, it's a kegris void. So larger than a shekel. What did I say wrong? What?
Side problem. We have a
10 agrot is bigger than a shekel. You know that?
Yeah, it's slightly bigger than the shekel should be.
Okay, don't get nitty gritty on me. I'm asking you a simple question.
It's more than a kegris.
Okay. Wait.
So what's it then? What would you tell her?
How big is? How much is there?
Okay. And then what?
Oh, it's less than a very large amount, whatever that amount is. It's fine.
What is that? Answer it.
Oh.
So it goes like this. If it's one small stain, a little larger than kegris. So then we tell her that it's mutter and she's tar and she's mutter tar about it. But if it's a larger than that, it's a larger, even if it's not three fingers yet, but it's a larger stain. And it's close to the evening. So then we'll tell her, it's your tar, your mutter, but wait overnight before you're together. That's the answer.
What's larger? What comes to that?
Whatever the rub feels is larger.
That's what you have to have.
Yeah, that's what you have to have a feeling on. Okay. Say that. That's a good question.
Okay.
What?